This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The state of New Mexico has said that no one should have to pay to get tested for COVID-19. But a nurse at UNM Hospitals, got hit with a $1,500 bill for her nasal swab. KUNM's Khalil Akolono spoke with Marie Sparks about her experience and the stress of navigating the UNMH bureaucracy to try to resolve the issue.
So I had traveled to Colorado on my time off, and then I have a neighbor who also works at UNM. And when I came back from my trip, she said, oh, you have to let the supervisor know because you probably have to go to occupational health to get cleared first. So I did that, and I was told that the area in Colorado that I was in had an outbreak, even though I didn't have symptoms, but I needed to self-quarantine. And then after 5 days of self-quarantine, occupational health then told me to go to UNM and get a COVID swab. When I showed up, they had their own room. It used to be a conference room that they've plasticked off and turned it into their respiratory care center. And then I did get just one nasal swab. I didn't sign anything as far as additional testing. I wasn't aware of any additional testing, but I did get a bill for that swab, which was negative.
Now, did anyone say anything about you getting a bill?
No, there was no conversation at all about that I might be liable or that only the COVID test by itself was going to be covered. So the COVID swab is just one portion of an RSV panel. So I didn't realize that that's how the billing kind of gets away with it. Because then they say they cover the COVID-19 test, but then I'm stuck with the rest of the bill, which was $1,500.
Tell me how you felt when you got the bill.
So I thought clearly there must be a mistake. Either they didn't understand that I'm an employee or that this was occupational health ordered to return to work. Usually your department or your company covers that cost. I don't know of any employees that usually cover the cost themselves. I did call several times to clarify, and even people I work with said, there's no way that has to be wrong. I called and they told me, yeah, no, this is going to be your portion. But then they did redact that bill. I did get a second bill, though, that I'm still waiting to find out if that one I'm liable for.
What's this bill for?
This one says it is a provider bill, which usually your health insurance covers the provider's costs. And I did call Blue Cross Blue Shield, which I have, and they said they'd be happy to cover the cost as long as UNM puts in the correct billing code for COVID.
You know, you had to go through all these steps, phone calls for this to get settled. How long do you think you were on the phone?
You know, it actually only took me 5 minutes to get a hold of my insurance company, my health insurance. It took me hours and days to be able to go back and forth with UNM. I was also told that I'm not the only one, that there's lots of employees who are calling to see if they can get this fixed.
You were quarantined and you had to use your own personal time off to be quarantined for the time you have.
I sure did.
Does that create stress for you?
It does, because we don't get any hazard pay. There's no incentive for taking COVID patients. A lot of people say, well, you signed up for it. It actually isn't in our contracts that says you could be exposed to potentially dangerous pathogens. It's not exactly there. And then when I was told there's no special circumstances, at least right now, and I have to use my major sick time that's been saved just in case I do get COVID, which now I don't have. So now if I do get exposed and get very sick, I have nothing to fall back on. And that's happening to a lot of employees at UNM. And that's a horrible feeling.
What other kinds of problems does this create for you and your colleagues?
I feel like someone is in charge of this, and it's impossible to figure out who is in charge of it. Because if it's not occupational health and it's not billing, you know, who do you go to get these questions answered? It's like impossible to find out. And then when you can't find anyone, you feel like you don't matter.
I hear you. And I want to thank you very much for coming on to the show and sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was KUNM's Khalil Akolono speaking to UNM nurse Marie Sparks on a recent episode of Your New Mexico Government. Catch the full episode, which is called Get Covered, at KUNM.org or on your podcast app. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, the Santa Fe Reporter, and New Mexico PBS.